Good evening, my friends, and welcome to the Christmas Eve story on Cowboy State Politics. Each and every year on Christmas Eve, I pick a Christmas story that speaks to me. The first and original Christmas story on this program was simply titled The Man and the Birds, a story about a man, a good man by all measure, who didn't go to church with his family on Christmas Eve. He just didn't feel right about it, and he was brought a Christmas message by a simple flock of birds. And from then on, I decided that each and every Christmas, I would just sit down and tell you a story. If you look at it, a lot of Christmas stories are the same. Oh, they've got different characters and different places and different plot lines. But when you boil it all down, essentially, they're all the same. Perhaps that speaks to the human condition. In a time where everyone seems divided about everything, we can look to a simple Christmas story and realize that we all are really the same. This year's Christmas story is entitled The Greatest Gift. No doubt, you may have heard this story told before by some legendary broadcaster, to which I could only hold a candle to. Nonetheless, The Greatest Gift. Author Philip Van Doren Stern, while he was shaving one cold winter morning in 1938, right there in front of the sink and the mirror, it hit him all of a sudden. The story that he had to write hit him all at once from beginning to end. But Philip never did sit down and write it down until about a year later. And he didn't try to sell the story until four more years had passed. And even then, nobody would buy it. He tried to get magazines to publish it, but everybody turned him down. Everything from the Saturday Evening Post to your local farm journal. No one would print it. He got so frustrated by nobody wanting to buy his story, and he wanted to see it in print so bad, that he paid for 200 Christmas cards to be printed with the story, and then he sent them out to everyone he knew. Finally, a movie studio purchased it. Now, at the time, Philip had titled his story The Greatest Gift. RKO Radio Pictures purchased the story at the suggestion of Cary Grant, no less. Cary Grant thought that the hero might be a good character for him to play someday. But try as they might, RKAO Studio screenwriters could not write a script worthy of a movie. So several more years passed. RKAO Studios then sold The Greatest Gift to another company that had just organized a movie-making company called Liberty Films. You see, this was during a time where movie companies actually had some sort of credibility and named their companies as such, Liberty. That producer's name, by the way, at Liberty Films, was Frank Capra. And under his loving guidance, Philip Stearns' story, The Greatest Gift, did grow into one of the most loving and heartwarming Christmas stories ever told. And each Christmas time, television viewers across the world are thrilled to watch a retelling of an all-American tale, which Frank Capra retitled, It's a Wonderful Life. The movie, A Wonderful Life, based on the story by Philip Stearns, is a story of George Bailey, a normal, everyday American guy who's on the brink of suicide, but gets a chance to see what the world would be like if he had never been born. It's a Wonderful Life has become a Christmas classic that is consistently listed by critics as being among the 10 greatest films ever made. But it did not become an iconic Christmas classic that we now know today that's played on just about every television network until the mid-1970s, about 30 years after Frank Capra released it to movie theaters in America. It didn't become the unique cultural phenomenon, the intrinsically valuable movie that it is, until those 30 years had passed. And there's a reason for that. For you see, when it appeared in theaters in December of 1946, it received only mixed reviews. It just barely broke even at the box office. It didn't receive an Academy Award, or any other award for that matter. Its less than spectacular reception became a great disappointment to Frank Capra. It was so generally ignored over the next three decades that when its copyright came up for renewal in 1974, somebody in the studio office forgot, or didn't bother to go to the trouble to, or just didn't want to renew its copyright. And that's how one of the top 10 greatest movies of all time slipped unobtrusively into what's called the public domain. And that's why America's undisputed favorite holiday movie of all time became just that. Because television stations can air the movie as much as they want for free. And so, pretty much all of them air it often, so millions of people get to view the movie, perhaps for the first time, during Christmas each and every year. Experts guesstimate that had the owners of It's a Wonderful Life held on to the copyright, it would generate around $76 million each and every year, just in royalties. That doesn't include DVD sales and streaming versions online. $76 million a year was lost just because a clerk in a movie office didn't feel the need to file the copyright renewal for it. In addition to the over 1,200 radio stations that air It's a Wonderful Life at least twice each and every year, there are over 100 companies that sell It's a Wonderful Life in versions on DVD and streaming services and every other medium that you could possibly imagine. They're cranking out copies of the thing for what amounts to the cost of a piece of paper. That's right. To paraphrase its original title, perhaps that is the greatest gift of all. That we all get rich each Christmas time, in lots of different ways. Because we get to see, and re-see, and re-see, It's a Wonderful Life because someone, perhaps some bumbling guardian angel, simply failed to renew the copyright. By the way, whomever it was back there, had they filed the required paperwork with the copyright office, would have cost their employer a renewal fee of a ridiculous $4. I wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas. May the blessings of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be upon you and your family. Good night for now. Silent night, oh.